For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. We have some theater taking place this weekend that's especially appropriate for the Christian season of Lent. A lot of discussion of sin and repentance. Here to discuss that and the weekend's other events is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader. One program that's new, it's a new Easter cantata, Rich. It's called Thy Will Be Done, and it's been put together by a Lexington composer. Tell me about it.
Thank you for having me on to talk about sin this morning, Charlie. this is a new work by a Lexington composer named Angela Rice. Fairly new to composing, but she has impressed some pretty big names in local music with her first work, so much so that they wanted to present it. It is a very scripturally based piece called Thy Will Be Done that sort of tracks from the prophecy of Jesus through his life and to his death and resurrection and following impact. So, you know, it's sort of the whole enchilada there. She has written it and worked on it in collaboration with Lauren Dechtenberg of Bluegrass Opera, which is a local opera company that's very dedicated to presenting new works.
Another program, maybe not Lenten in nature, but at least has sort of a Lenten name, is The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. That's going to be staged by the Actors Guild. The
Actors Guild of Lexington has had a policy since Eric Seale became its artistic director, and this is the second year of doing this, where they don't announce the final play of the season until well into the season. And Eric wanted to do that so that, you know, if something new came around, you know, something really interesting, the comments on what's going on in major events today, that he could pick up on that. And he got a real get in a piece that will be kind of familiar to WEKU listeners. This is a piece called The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. It's a monologue by a guy named Mike Daisy. And an abridged version of this was presented on This American Life. And people remember it talked about working conditions in Chinese factories that make Apple products. So Eric seized on grabbing the rights for it when it became available, and it is going to be presented in May at Actors Guild.
Another program staged by Studio Players, Bad Seed. That play's been around for decades. It was made into a movie. And, you know, the last time I saw it, it didn't seem to me, it seemed tame by modern standards.
You know, and it's interesting because that's one of the things that the director, David Senatore, said motivated him to do the play version of it. For people who don't know the story, it's basically about an 8-year-old sociopath who starts to go on a bit of a killing spree and how the adults around her react to it. And David said he really wanted to put an emphasis on that part of it, about how the adults around her may have had a role in you know, what happened and how they react to it.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald-Leader. You can find out more about what's taking place this weekend by going to the Weekender section in Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald-Leader. Those events are also outlined at the WEKU website. Just go to weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.